It's the X's and O's. It's the radio shows.
You listen to me, don't you?
Maybe in the off-season.
A little bit.
He's not looking.
It's exclusive and in-depth conversations with the GM.
But you've got to be tough-minded, and you've got to learn from the things that don't go well, and you've got to make sure that the things that you do well, you continue to do it.
It's all that and more, and it's Texans Weekly, starting right now. Texans Weekly is brought to you in part by M&G Bank, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Weekly. A tough week for the Houston Texans last week against the Seattle Seahawks in perhaps one of the most disappointing losses in team history. However, there were some bright spots and some positives. The offense and the defense both looked incredible in the first half. In fact, Owen Daniels had one of the best catches of the game, and Garrett Graham also with the 31-yard strike from Matt Schaub. And both those guys were out at the Verizon Players Show with Mark Vandermeer and John Lopez, and that's where we start.
Thanks a lot for being here, and I know that we'd like to have a happier result from Sunday, but not so much the case. But, you know, we were talking about it yesterday with Matt and with Gary as well on Texans Radio, that not a whole lot of time to dwell on the past here, as you guys have a tough one on Sunday against San Francisco.
Yeah, you know, there's no breaks. Yeah. You know, another big game staring at us, and I think we're all really excited to get back out there. And you know, get this taste out of our mouth.
And Garrett, how do you see it? I mean, clearly you're happy you're coming off a win, a little spring in your step, but there's got to be a great sense of eagerness to get back out there.
Yeah, absolutely, especially because it's, you know, a Sunday night game, primetime game. Really looking forward to it, but yeah, it'll be good to get back into things tomorrow and kind of get this taste out of our mouth.
All right, Owen, I got to ask you this, because we've had some great victories. There have been some painful losses. Now, it's a little early, but how does this one stack up compared to some of the really, really gut-wrenching ones? Because you've been around here since 06, and, you know, I was talking about it yesterday. You know, the Colts game with Sage being helicoptered, that one with the fumble, the Rosencopter, as they call it, the 06 VY in overtime, some of the ones in 2010 with the Jacksonville Hail Mary. I mean, this was right up there, I thought, with some of the more painful losses in Texans history. What are your thoughts?
Tough, very tough loss, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we played so well in the first half and for most of the second half, and they made plays toward the end of the game, and we didn't. So I think those losses that you're referring to are different, just because I think we were just doing everything we could to get wins back then. Mm-hmm. We're a lot better team now, and we're gonna win a lot more games than we did back then now. So but every loss hurts, man.
Right, and it's got to help that it is early. Also, you're a better team and it's early, and there's a lot of time to make up for this sort of thing. A lot of those other losses, some of them were a little early, but it was also, you're right, you weren't as good a team and you didn't think you were going places.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously we were trying to go places, but we knew what, looking back on it, it's we can say that type of stuff now. I think the energy we played with and the physicality we play with is the best we have all year, what we did on Sunday. So I think that was a good step, and we're just trying to look to build off that.
The Matt Schaub, obviously the topic is huge in the city. Everybody's talking about it, but the interception return for a touchdown, he does it three straight games, and we were talking with him yesterday. He's not the only quarterback in NFL history to do this. Peyton Manning's done it. John Elway's done it. He's got some good company there. But clearly, this is not the way you want to be going. And that was a very pivotal moment in the ball game. So what was your reaction? And, you know, Matt was telling us yesterday he got texts from various teammates and that kind of thing. You know, how do you feel about that play and things moving forward with Matt?
Well, I mean, everybody in the locker room, everybody in the building knows Matt's our guy, and we're moving forward with him, and we're
sure
confident in him and everything that he can do. So, he's been here for a while, and he's played in a lot of great games and done a lot of great things, and we expect that from him for the rest of the season. And he played a great game yesterday. It was just one play, so I'm sure he'll continue to do his job and be great at it.
Owen, how do you see it?
Yeah, you know how Matt is. He's going to bounce back. He's mm-hmm. not a guy that gets too down or too over the top, over the moon on things. So, he's really even keeled. You know, I think everyone who's met Matt or talked to him knows that and knows the type of player he is. So he's going to be better. We're going to be better around him. And, you know, players, coaches, everybody making decisions. You know, it's moving, trending upward.
What do you tell the fans at this point? You're 2-2. It's all right there in front of you still. But it's not quite how developed how you wish it had. You know, tough losses.
Yeah, you know, football's a crazy game, man. There's a lot of good teams. Everybody's good in this league, and you think you're just going to come out and run the table and just get wins. It's not the way it is. But you know, we're 2-2. We're not exactly where we wanted to be, but it's, you know, I was saying earlier, it's not a bad situation. You know, it's the first quarter of the season's over. We got 3 more quarters left to play. We got 12 more games left to play. Tons of football. A lot of stuff's going to happen around the league. But we're going to keep doing. We're going to keep working. We're going to stay consistent in what we're doing. So you can count on that, and that's going to amount to wins. So, you know, it's, you know, we know how fans are. They're gonna overreact either way, you know, good or bad. But our group is going to stay focused on what we're doing, and you know, that's going to be the difference.
Mm-hmm. Garrett, when you look at these fans here, you know, you had a rough one on Sunday. Obviously, still early in the year, but you know, I know you guys are. You know, you're feeling it a little bit. It's got to be good to come out here and see this kind of reception.
Absolutely, yeah, it's great. I mean, they were loud as could be on Sunday in the stadium, and it's great to see them out here. You know, they're always supporting us. You know, we see them everywhere we go, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, OD, Tuesday morning on their way to work, here they are to see you guys.
Oh, it's fantastic. Get up early, you know, fight the traffic, come out and see us, and that means a lot to us that you know, there's fans that are making that effort to do that. So that's pretty sweet.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys pay attention to the media much and everything, the reaction to what's going on with the team? Or do you try to kind of step away when you step out of the building and clear your head? How do you handle it, Garrett?
I don't really pay attention all that much. I'll listen to the radio now and then.
Thank you.
But, yeah, not all that much. I just try and ignore it.
What about you, Owen?
Yeah, I don't listen to the radio.
Yes, you do. Sure. You listen to me, don't you?
Maybe in the off season.
A little bit.
He's not looking.
Well, we can't ignore the media because, you know, here we are.
Right, exactly.
And then, you know, we've got other stuff, other interviews to do. So you can't really ignore what is being said because it's being asked to you,
right?
And being brought up. So, you know, but that's just the way it is. You know, that's part of the business. That's part of our job to deal with that and part of our responsibility.
Do you think Matt's getting too much heat right now? I mean, the quarterback gets too much credit when you win and too much blame when you lose and that kind of thing. I mean, here's a guy who, I mean, Owen, we were talking about you being here since 06. When Matt walked into the building, he helped turn the Texans into an offense that was one of the better offenses in the National Football League, and you've been that way ever since.
Yeah, no question. You look at what we were dealing with before and you know, how far this offense has come along, and even since 2007, you know, our offense has gotten so much better, so much more intricate and complicated. We do so many more different things, and Matt's a main reason for that.
All right, great stuff. Be sure to go to HoustonTexans.com, and you can find out where next week's Verizon show will be and who the players will be, as well as other player appearances throughout the week. We have to take our first time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll visit with GM Rick Smith. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, General Manager Rick Smith. Thanks for being on, as always.
Absolutely.
All right, let's put this one behind us. In your years here as GM, was that one of the toughest losses to kind of get through and move on from?
Well, I don't know if I rate them that way, Patty, but I will say this. It obviously was a very disappointing loss. I mean, especially when you play a team like that and you dominate the way that we did early in the ball game, and to not come out with a victory. It was hard, but that's pro football. And what you've got to do is you've got to process that. You've got to understand the mistakes that you made, the things that you did well, and move on. And that's what we've done this week, and that's what we're doing. We've got another tough opponent from the NFC West again, obviously, with the 49ers. And so they're a physical football team, and so they challenge you as well. We talked about the pressure that the quarterback from Seattle will put on you because he can do multiple things. He can do things with his feet. He can do things with his arms. And we have a very similar opponent this week. And so, you know, our guys have gotten together. They've processed what we've gone through in the first quarter of the season. And I think we're ready to move forward. And I'm excited to get on the road and go try to win a football game against a tough team.
You talk about the guys processing the first quarter of the season. Do you, or how do you do that as well, from whether you're looking at just this game that you just came off of with Seattle? Are you kind of a glasses half full guy where you look at it and say, you know, we played really well and you focus on the positives? Or do you kind of look at the end result and how do we fix the negatives? Or are you kind of a little bit of balance of both?
Well, you know, by nature, I'm a positive person. I do believe that things take place in your mind first and then you see them. So that's something that's important to me. But I think you've got to be honest as well. I think you have to assess. And any time that you assess, you've got to be critical. And so we've looked at, you know, what we've done effectively. And it's not too detailed like we do, say, at the bye week or, say, around week 8 or 9 where you can get a real good picture of what your tendencies are and those kinds of things. But you do take a moment at least after the first 4 games to see where you are, what you're doing well, make sure that you are accentuating the things that you do well as a football team and addressing some of the things that you're not doing so well.
So how do you address, after these 4 games, the Matt Schaub situation? We know the players had a team meeting and everybody's kind of coming together. Gary Kubiak is being supportive. But from your perspective, how do you address that and how do you kind of break down what the team is going through with Matt?
Yeah, I don't really address it too much at all, Patty. I mean, my role is supportive during the season. I mean, obviously, I the bulk of what I do is in the off season when we are putting the roster together and doing everything that we can do to get the team as strong as we can get it. And then during the season, it's more of a maintenance thing. You know, we talked about the practice squad a couple of weeks ago. We talked about, you know, making sure that if there are injuries and we go out and we make sure that we've got the best available athletes that are, you know, that can come in and help our team. And so really that's my function during the season, you know, as it relates to things that I can, actually touch. But beyond that, I can be supportive in the building. These guys know that I believe in them. They know that we believe in the plan and the people that we've assembled to execute that plan. And things won't go exactly the way that you want them to go all the time. But you've got to be tough-minded, and you've got to learn from the things that don't go well, and you've got to make sure that the things that you do well, you continue to do. And that takes discipline. It takes attention to detail. But I think our group is made of the kind of men that can do that.
How do you think Matt is handling and responding, and how can he bounce back from sort of what he's gone through?
Well, I think, you know, the unfortunate thing, and I don't live in a what-if world, but the reality is, unfortunately, if we finish that ball game last week, we're talking about a guy who threw for 350 yards and 2 touchdown passes against the number one defense at the time. And so our league and our game is unforgiving in the sense that the margin of error is so small. And if you don't make the plays, then you subject yourself to the criticism. Now, I don't know if I agree with what the world says about Matt Schaub. In fact, I don't. However, we have to deal with that perception at this point. All we can concern ourselves with is how do we prepare to go win a football game in San Francisco? That is that's the thing that we're focused on. That's the thing that he's focused on. He's tough. He understands pro football and the situation that we're in. But we also understand what our goals are, and they are very tangible, and they're very accessible, and they're very reachable for us. And we understand that, and that's what we're focused on.
As you look at San Francisco, and you touched on it really in your first answer today, coming off of Russell Wilson and coming off of the Seahawks, a really similar situation with Colin Kaepernick and the San Francisco offense, can that and will that be a benefit to this team?
Well, I think so. I mean, I don't think that you can do everything. First of all, they're similar, but they are a different group, and they attack you different ways than what Seattle did. And so, you know, I'm sure our defensive coaches have put together an excellent game plan. I liked the plan that we had last week, and I thought we executed well. I thought we contained Russell. He made some plays because, you know, those dynamic athletes are going to make plays. And so he certainly made his share of plays and made enough to win the football game. And so from that standpoint, you're not pleased. But I do think we had a good plan going into the game. I thought our guys executed, and I'm sure we'll be ready this week as well.
And you're the first one to tell me when I ask you questions like this that they're all tough, Patty. So I know that's coming. But this is a tough part of the schedule. Seattle, of course, San Francisco, you've got Kansas City on the horizon. But really extra important to turn things around now as we're in the middle of this tough stretch.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's important to go out and win. I mean, that's what's important. We've got to play well, and we've got to protect the football, especially on the road. And that's the thing that we've got to make sure that we do, that we are disciplined in our play and that we don't have penalties and that we don't turn the football over, and that we try to create some turnovers. And so there's so many things that we need to focus on to play good football. And if we do those things, the wins will come.
All right. Thank you, Rick. We have to take another time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll hear what the players and coaches have to say about the 49ers. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Weekly. A big weekend ahead for the Houston Texans as they are 2-2, heading to San Francisco to take on the 2-2 49ers. And here's what the team had to say about the matchup.
We're back to work. I mean, we got a great team we're playing this week. We're going to have to play extremely well. They're very upbeat. This tough team to prepare for, a lot of stuff. And we probably had, we might have had 10, 11 guys that wouldn't have participated today had we done something different. So we needed the reps. So we slowed it down a little bit to make sure we got the teaching. So, but they were good. Yeah, we're back to work.
Just go right back to the drum board. Go right back to work the next day. You know, that's the thing that you got to do. I mean, you look at it, you know, it was one play the other day, and it was a very important play. But, you know, we'll just be better when we get back in that situation again. But you just go right back to the – going right back to work. Get right back in the film room. Get right back out on the practice field and go to the next one.
Everybody has bad games. Everybody has bad runs. This is the NFL. It's not easy out there, man, especially in his position. So he's our quarterback. He's our leader. I'm riding with him.
That, of course, is a primetime game with kickoff at 7:30 on Sunday night. And be sure to tune in right here on Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Countdown Live at 5:30. Right now, we have to take another time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, it's time for Ask Antonio. Stay with us.
Texans Weekly has been brought to you in part by Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. As we continue to follow Texans radio throughout the city this week, we head once again out to the Houston Texans Grill, where Antonio Smith hosts his weekly radio show with Mark Vandermeer, DP Sidhu, and Drew Doherty. And this week, as he always does, he took some questions from his teammates.
The grill is doing a lot of Halloween stuff here, Houston Texans Grill. Antonio, they wanted to know, what was your favorite, or give us a couple of Halloween costumes you had as a kid? As a kid, do you remember anything?
Oh, man. My mom had, I don't know where she found them. She used to be a housekeeper, and she had, one of the people she worked for had like real live man-sized rat costumes that you get all the way in, and it was like movie quality, you know? That was one that I think they've probably been, as a kid, that was one of the best I ever had. I was just a big, real
A big rat.
A big rat.
A very realistic-looking large rat. Okay.
Yes.
Let's get to the segment that the entire nation waits on every Tuesday evening. This is called Ask Antonio, where we hear from Antonio's teammates, various teammates, and they ask questions of the Ninja, Tone Stradamus, or just plain old Antonio Smith. First Texan, please.
What up, Tom? I know you. They call you the Ninja Assassin. What was your nickname in high school?
All right, that would be Keyshawn Martin asking that that question.
My nickname in high school is the nickname I still have to this day.
Ninja?
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby.
How do you know, man?
Yes. Scooby.
Well, it followed me from the out of the cradle all the way through college. My professors was calling me Scooby.
There was a guy here earlier called you Scooby before
we went on the air. Yes,
yes. Guy who said he just got off work and said, hey, Scooby.
Yeah, that's one of my close friends. He's my neighbor out in Richmond.
Okay.
Clayton Dornhorst.
All right. So he called you Scooby. All right. So Scooby is the name then.
Yes, yes, yes.
I got to redo all the radio imaging for this show now. I need some Scooby stuff.
Why'd they call you Scooby, though?
It was my grandfather on my dad's side. I guess his favorite cartoon. So he named me the day I was born. Nicknamed me Scooby and nicknamed my cousin who was born like 3 months after me Scrappy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, at least you weren't Scrappy.
Yeah, he named him Scrappy. Scrappy, and then I named my son. I gave my son a nickname Scrappy, too.
Well, at least you weren't Thelma. Okay. All right, let's get to the next Texan.
What's up, Tone? It's OD. So if you go up with the ball in your hand after a sack, fumble, interception, whatever it was, you're running on the field, what song would you want playing after you scored for your celebration?
Celebration song in the end zone.
Oh, man. End zone celebration song. I would have to say. It depends on the character I was that week. You know, it could be Red Solo Cup, or it also could be What's another?
How about kung fu fighting?
Why was I just finna say that?
Really?
I was just finna say that. I got that on my game day playlist.
You do?
Yep.
Kung Fu, the original version from the. Yeah. Oh, really? That's
come,
good.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The crowd would go nuts. Now you have to do it, Antonio.
Laura, a good producer is going to pull this up right now back in the studio. She's looking. She's like, what song is that? It's Carl somebody. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah. Well, let's get to the final question for Ask Antonio. Maybe we'll play it on the in the next segment. What do we have next? I think it's Garrett Graham.
Hey, Antonio, it's Garrett. You claim to be pretty good in the kitchen. What is one meal that you haven't been able to defeat, and when are you going to make some for the whole team?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
Calling you out on that team thing.
A meal that I have, I would have to say a meal that I've tried and I have not perfected yet is a brisket.
Really?
They're tricky.
It's a brisket. I didn't had them real good sometimes, and sometimes they're not that good.
They take a long time.
Yes, yes, yes.
You have to be patient.
Yes, yes. I have to say, though, the last couple of briskets I've made, you know, I took some tips from some chef friends of mine and Chap, you know, the team chaplain.
Oh, is he good?
Oh, man, he can throw down. And they came out pretty good lately, but they ain't never been out to my house, you know. They need to come to Tones. I call it Camp Smith, you know. Come out there and I cook for them. The defensive players used to come all the time. You know, I used to cook, especially in the summertime, almost every weekend I used to barbecue.
Great stuff from Antonio, as always. Be sure to head on out to Houston Texans Grill every Tuesday night where Antonio hosts that show from 6 to 7. Or log on to HoustonTexans.com, as I mentioned earlier, and find out other player appearances throughout the week. That's all the time we have for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. Again, tune in 5:30 on Sunday night for Texans Countdown Live, and then flip back after the game for Texans Wrap. Have a great week, everyone.